Jesus died for me on a hill called Calvary. He suffered pain no one else could do. He shed his blood for all of us to cleanse us of our sins. God gave his only Son for me and you. I praise the name of Jesus. That's all I want to do. You praise Jesus just the same. He'll look after you. I praise the name of Jesus. That's all I want to do. The power in that glorious name displays his love for you. God wanted to sacrifice his only begotten Son. He did it with his arms open wide. One day we would all be one, standing together as his bride. So I praise the name of Jesus. That's all I want to do. And if you praise Jesus just the same, he'll look after you. The name of Jesus, all I want to do. The power in that glorious name displays his love for you.
And we all know that Jesus was the sacrificial lamb, the dwelling place of God the great I am. Trust him with an open heart. Jesus said he'll come to us and never part. So I praise the name of Jesus. That's all I want to do. You praise Jesus just the same. He'll look after you. Praise the name of Jesus. That's all I want to do. Power in that glorious name displays his love for you.
We who live in this day receive the greatest light. For us there is no shadows of the night.
To our prophet, fulfilling Malachi 4, we can praise the Lord like no people could before.
So I praise the name of Jesus. That's all I want to do.
You praise Jesus just the same. He'll look after you.
Praise the name of Jesus.
That's all I want to do. The power in that glorious name displays his love for you.
A vindicated prophet,
he is the voice of God. But to those who aren't elected, his words seem very odd. Opens up the Bible, God's precious holy word,
and he shows us God's people
how to truly serve the Lord.
Together now, I praise the name of Jesus. That's all I want to do. If you praise Jesus just the same,
he'll look after you.
Praise the name of Jesus.
That's all I want to do. The power in that glorious name
displays his love for you.
All we came to do is praise the name of Jesus. Amen. How many want to praise the name of Jesus tonight? Let's sing a song of how great our God is tonight. Amen. How great is our God. Sing with me, I pray. From our hearts, hallelujah. Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And over sing, how great, how great, how great is our God. The splendor of the King.
Hallelujah.
Oh, darkness tries to hide and trembles at his voice.
Oh, he trembles at his voice.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And always sing, how great, how great, how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands. Beginning of the end, beginning of the end. The God of great and wide, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb.
Oh, the Lion and the Lamb, I pray. Sing with me, our great is our God. And always sing, our great, our great, our great is our God. Oh, ever above all names, worthy of all praise, my heart will sing, our great is our God. The name above all names tonight. Oh, name above all names, worthy of all praise. How great we'll sing, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And overseeing our great, is our God. How great is it tonight? Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, our great is our God. And overseeing our great, is our God.
Let's give him a hand clap. Hallelujah. He's worthy of praise tonight. Take me past the outer courts, into that holy place. It's the end. Oh, Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. Hunger and thirst after righteousness, but it's only found in your presence. Lord, take me into the holiest of. Lord, take me in tonight. Take me in over land. Oh, take me into the holiest of. here I am. Take the cold, cleanse my lips, here I am. Let's enter in tonight. We enter in to the temple. Oh, give thanks to the Ancient of Days, to our name, for His mercies unto us. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Shout, holy people, excellent is thy name, praise his name. For his mercies are to us, his mercies to us. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days. Oh, we give you thanks tonight, Lord. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days. Ancient of Days. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days. Hallelujah. Lord, I, Jesus, I want to die to my will. Be born anew in your grace. For as I am, I cannot please you. And all I want to see is your face. Oh, thine will be done in my life. Not my will, Lord, but thine be done in my life. When I do good, when I do good, evil spreads. God's presence, I'm a blessing. I must decrease, He must increase. The power is there, I believe. For this you bled on Calvary. Your pride's no longer a mystery. Thy will, oh, thine will be done. Not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Be done in my own life. Oh, when I do good, evil's present. In God's presence, I'm a blessing. Jesus, I want to die, you must live. Your word is great to believe. I won't let you go till you bless me. Like Jacob, I'll wrestle till I'm free. Oh, thine will be done. Be done in my life. Not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Be done in my life. When I do good, when I do good, evil's present. In God's presence, I'm a blessing. When I do good, when I do good, evil's present. In God's presence, I'm a blessing.
Saints, we've just come to remember him tonight. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's sing that song. He's the Alpha, he's the Omega. He's the beginning, he's the end.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, O Lord.
You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord, to be praised this evening.
Oh, you are Alpha.
You are Alpha.
You are Alpha. Oh, we worship you.
Oh, you are worthy, Lord, this evening, Lord.
Oh, you
Walking in the footsteps of Elohim, is that not your desire tonight?
Hallelujah.
Now, don't you want the Lord to minister you deeper, to reveal Himself more, to reveal His ways more, so you may know better how to walk with Him? Because that's our commission, that's our call, is to walk with Him.
Because you have chosen the narrow path, the hardest way. A great portion of heaven's waiting for you because of what you decided. Oh, that was the prophecy.
Was a prophecy
the angel told to the great messenger.
That is what will produce a great victory
in the Lord divine.
Oh, I will walk this path. I will walk this path in the footsteps of Elohim. I want to get to the end of time.
Many trials, many battles against the enemy.
But His Holy Spirit will lead us
to perfect life.
Oh, there is not much time remaining.
There is not much time remaining.
Oh, to walk
in this path. We can already hear the chariot.
We can hear the chariot of our beloved one.
To meet.
Oh, I will walk this path. I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. That divine love will this path. I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. That divine love will live in me. Oh, that divine love will live in me. That divine love will live in me.
Saints, what a victory for divine love to live in you. Hallelujah. Something's been overcome. Something's out of the way. Divine love has come in.
Amen.
It'll be the end of all strife.
Amen.
It'll be just a place of rest and peace in Him. That's our desire. Saints, we do want to greet you this evening in Jesus' name. It's wonderful to be in His house. We really want to greet Brother Howard. Brother Howard Searle, he's been here before.
Amen.
I'm sure the saints do remember him. I never forget his first time he came.
Hallelujah.
Preached on empty vessels. It was a real blessing. You know, so we really do want to give him a warm welcome from New Zealand, from Gisborne in New Zealand. You know, Brother Howard does a lot of traveling. His father, many saints know, Brother Reg Searle, was the first message believer, the first to receive the message in that part of the world. And he took the message right around the islands, Australia, New Zealand, all those places. Brother Howard's has been fulfilling his commission after the passing of his father. So we're really glad that he's here. We do appreciate it. Want to give him his liberty. May the Lord have his wonderful way. Brother, if you want to come in.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's really good to be here again, and I have fond memories of the services we've had here in the past. And what makes the service is not the preacher. It's not the subject. It's whether God comes down.
Amen.
And if God comes down, then he can do a work in our hearts. The Bible says, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. So, brother and sister, we need the Lord Jesus to help us even this evening. And I'm looking to him, and I trust you're looking to him. You're looking to the Lord?
Amen.
That makes all the difference if we realize that we're trusting in the Lord. You're not trusting in a New Zealander or anyone else. We're trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't have to tell you that we are living in very serious times. really serious, brother and sister. I'm not just saying that. It's probably more serious than most of us understand. The world situation is chronic, and things could change very quickly in a few months' time. And I'm just saying this to you because the time is short that we should all press into God.
Amen.
And I'm believing that today, or tonight, or this weekend rather, that God will bless us in a mighty way.
Amen.
We want him to come and help us. You see, we cannot do it in our own strength. We have no power of our own. We're depending on the Holy Spirit to come.
Amen.
And when he comes, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there's joy, there's peace, there's
Amen.
Satisfaction. And there's a resting place in Christ Jesus our Lord. And Brother Andrew, I really appreciate you inviting me to come, Brother Andrew. I really appreciate his lovely spirit and attitude. And I believe God will bless you all as you desire to draw closer to him. So it's really good to be with us, be with you. We've had a really nice time with Brother Tommy McKinstry and the saints there in Belfast. And they'll be having their service right now. So
may the Holy Spirit stretch out to Belfast. I'm not sure which way it is, but and bless us here too. So may God be gracious enough to do that for us. Brother Andrew and I were just speaking about the times we're living in and the financial situation of the world. It's very bad. Very bad indeed. And we're talking about September. Everyone's talking about September because things could change very quickly with the things that Rome are doing, and also the Jewish year. I forget the name of it, but Brother Andrew is telling me about it. And we've been speaking about it back home as well, that things could change very quickly. We've seen the downfall of America. We've seen the constant going downhill. They've just passed these new laws on marriage, same-sex marriage, and they've, you know, just blatantly advertised that they're very proud of it, including the president. And all I can say is that the world is ripe for judgment. And brother and sister, before that happens, the Lord is coming for his bride.
Amen.
And you know what? Above all things, I want to be ready.
Amen.
And I'm not just feeling comfortable because I preach the gospel or because I go to church every Sunday or I'm doing good things, and those things are fine. But I'm trusting in the mercy and grace of our Lord to make us ready. Each one of us. We've all got to meet the Lord personally. We can't rely on our husband or our wife. We cannot rely upon the pastor. We cannot rely upon anybody else but the Lord Jesus. And so it's really important that we God deals with us as an individual. He's dealing with me every day, and I want more of God. I'm not happy. Who wants more of God? We all need Him, and I pray that He will bless us. So I want to talk about maybe an unusual subject, but it's very real, as you will see. And I want to read from the Bible, from St. John chapter 5, beginning with verse 1. I'd like to stand for the reading of His Word. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. And Jesus saith unto him, Arise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. May God bless His precious word. I wonder if we could just pray now, brothers and sisters. Lord Jesus, we come to You this evening knowing, Lord, how much we need Thee. Lord, we're not trying to make out that we are all just so up in the air and we are just walking on the highway. Lord, many of us have many trials and testings. And Lord, our walk with Thee is one that we need to trust in You. And Lord, we see the condition of the world. We know that time is closing in fast. I pray, Lord, that You would stir our hearts this evening. In fact, this whole weekend, Lord, may many be touched by God. Many be filled with the Spirit of God. Many be healed. And Lord, whatever we have need of, we come to Thee knowing that You are more than willing and able to accomplish these things in our life. Lord, I pray You'll bless us. Cause us, Lord, to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Help us to yield to You. Lord, for without You, we can do nothing. But we can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth us. So Lord, I pray You'll bless this time. Bless Your word, Lord. Make it real in every life. I commit it to You in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. I want to speak on a subject called troubled waters. Troubled waters. And as we've just said previously, the world is entering a time of troubled waters. And we read in the story that our Lord, our God, who was rich in mercy, came down on the waters of Bethesda and He troubled them. He put a ripple across the water. They could see there was something disturbing the surface of the water. I've seen that pool of Bethesda. I have been to Jerusalem and I've seen it. And when you look down, it's way down low because of time. But it's still there, and God came down and troubled that water at a certain season. And God was not obligated. He was not obligated to do that. But He did it out of the love for the people. Now, whenever God does something like that, it's because He loves us. Who believes the Lord loves us? Isn't He wonderful? And so, the first into the water received a blessing from the angel of the Lord. Now, I want to say this tonight, that God is still in the water troubling business. And for the same reason, for the love of the people. And he knows how to do it. And he wants to give us an opportunity when he troubles our waters that we might be saved, healed, and restored. And brothers and sisters, herein is a great lesson to us all. I want you to all listen tonight because it could affect your life greatly. God knows how to trouble your waters. He sure knows how to do it. He knows just how to get our attention. He's an expert. He knows just where to touch you. He knows where to press, and he knows how hard to press. And brother and sister, we want to think about this because troubled waters are seasonal. And I just want to speak from a global perspective for a moment. God has moved in every age. Who believes that? Amen. We know he has moved in every age. And he sent men of God in every age to the children of God. And we know that he really came down in the Sardis church age and he troubled Martin Luther. Now, Martin Luther was a very troubled person, if we don't realize, but he was. He was a person that had no assurance. He lived under a lot of condemnation. He thought that he was not going to be saved and that he was going to hell. Now, the truth is that most of the people in that day thought they were all going to hell. Now, if you look at history and you look at all the paintings and the things, all you can see is hell. And all you can see is people crying out in flames. And they actually believed it. And the only way they could get out of there was to pay money and to pay penance to the Catholic Church. And they would somehow get them out. Now, brother and sister, Martin Luther was really seeking God. And one day the Holy Spirit came and revealed to him the scripture, "The just shall live by faith." One verse set the world free. Amen. One verse sent ripples across the world, and people who were absolutely in fear were set free, that the just shall live by faith. Amen. In the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Not in works that they could do. Amen. So we see God set the whole world free by sending that one verse of scripture, and it troubled everybody and was really wonderful. And in every age, God has always sent a message. And we know that even in not too long ago, God troubled the waters then at Azusa Street. Who remembers Azusa Street? In Los Angeles, there's a great troubling. My, what a troubling went on. And you know, 50 years or so ago, God troubled organized religion. He troubled it with, "Thus saith the Lord." And brother and sister, it was a great troubling. It was something that was really different to what they had experienced. And so we see there's a lot of things that have happened throughout history. We just mentioned a few. But tonight, I want to speak at our personal level. Amen. I want to speak at your level when God can trouble you. And we'll see why God troubles us. And it's our opportunity is only when God moves in your life. Brother and sister, let me say it like this. You need a supernatural touch from God. You cannot make it just by coming to church and saying, "Oh, I believe the Bible. I believe what the prophet said." That's nice. But you need a supernatural troubling of the Holy Ghost in your life. It is so vital. It's so important. It transforms you when God comes down. And he troubles your water and makes a massive difference. And you are a new creature. You are a new person when he does that. Hallelujah. Who loves the Lord? Say amen. Amen. So we want to speak about that for a few moments. Now, the troubling of the waters, he comes when he desires. You cannot bring the angel of God down in your life. As much as we'd like to, we can ask him, but we cannot force God down into our lives. God comes at his time. So we are totally dependent upon the mercy of God. And brother and sister, I want him to trouble me tonight. Do you want God to trouble you tonight? You see, when he troubles the waters in Bethesda, people were healed. People were set free. And when God comes down and he troubles our waters, he sets us free by the power of his Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So may he grant it to us, is our desire. So being that the waters are seasonal troubles, the moves of God are seasonal. In other words, we cannot determine when they come, but we ought to be very careful and alert and respond to the moving of God in our life. Oh, people say, oh, Brother Howard, I can't yield to the Spirit. Sorry, you can. God has made you that way. You say, oh, I'm not very spiritual. You are spiritual. You're affected by spirits. You're affected by the Holy Spirit. And brothers and sisters, we are more spiritual than we realize, but we need to yield to God that he'll move in our life. When we feel him going past tonight, we say, Lord Jesus, it's me that needs you. And when you say that in faith, he'll touch you. If you really want God to come and help you, he will come and help you. So we need to respond to the moving of God in our life. Because we do not know when and if he will come again. You know, that's the thing. We can't guarantee tomorrow. People say, well, I'll get fixed up. I'll get to God at the next convention. Well, the thing is, you don't know whether you live until tomorrow. So the risks are fairly high. And brother and sister, we've got to redeem the time and make good use of the opportunity God is giving us tonight. Now, brother and sister, I do not say these things lightly. I'm speaking to myself as much as to you. And we need God to help us. And the Bible says, we're all familiar with it in Genesis 6:3, the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with men. There comes a time when God stops striving with people. He'll try and he'll patiently work on you and he'll do this and he'll do that. But sometimes God pulls the blind and shuts your case down. We don't want that to happen, do we? Who wants the Lord to really move on you? Brother and sister, we've got to be soft and tender to the moving of the Holy Spirit. We've got to be yielding to God that he'll come to us. And so we're speaking about this tonight, and I pray that the Lord will help us. Now, it's really good to recognize God sent troubled waters. This is so important. Sometimes the troubling of the waters are not very pleasant. Sometimes when our waters are troubled, people say it's the devil, it's Satan. It's actually God. It's true. You know, the devil, you know, I hate the devil, but he gets blamed for everything. Sometimes we blame the devil, it's ourselves the problem. You know, brother and sister, we've got to realize this, that sometimes situations in our life happen, we don't like it, but actually the Holy Spirit has orchestrated, he has ordered these events to draw you closer to him. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. So we see, out of the trouble comes life. Amen. Out of the troublings of the water came life. Amen. If we read in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 11, no chastening, for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Brother and sister, it may be difficult, but sometimes God will allow the chastisement. And he does it because he loves you. Amen. Oh, who loves the Lord tonight? Amen. You know, brothers and sisters, I want him to chasten me. Oh, God, I don't care what others say. I want you to chasten me, Lord, and round me up and bring me to task on these things in my life that are a problem because they are choking me and holding me back from God. Oh, God, I want you to come and help me. And brother and sister, you need God and I need God. If we don't have God, we're sinking like a ship. You need the Holy Ghost. We all need Him to come and trouble us. Otherwise, we get into trouble. So out of tears of repentance comes great joy. Isn't that wonderful? You ever see the person really repenting? Oh, God! You say, oh, the poor thing. Oh, God, help me, Lord Jesus! Tears running down. They say, you all right? Oh, I'm so happy. Tears of repentance brings great joy. Nothing else can give you joy like repentance. It's wonderful. Oh, Lord, let it come tonight. Who wants them to come down tonight? Brother and sister, we haven't come to this church to fill a pew. We've come here because we want God to bless us. Bless you young people. Have a real experience with God where He'll trouble you up, stir you up. And to tell you what, we'll leave this place different people. Hallelujah. So, it's really important that we understand that. When God sends the troubled waters, you know, we need to seriously cast all our fear and anxiety upon Him. You know, brothers and sisters, a lot of Christians have a lot of fear. They have a lot of doubt and uncertainty. But the Word of God says, casting all your fear, all your anxiety upon Him, for He careth for you. Who's glad He cares for you? He's watching over you every day. He knows what you need, and He knows how to give it. Hallelujah. So we see it comes, and it's a time of great strengthening and grounding of the soul when God comes down and He troubles you. It's God's way of bringing a great blessing and assurance if we can receive it. God has to stir us up. You know, we're just little human beings. And you know, brother and sister, by nature, we're little sluggards. We're slothful. We are lazy, spiritually lazy. We'd rather somebody come and do our religion for us. God wants to come down on your level, and He wants to introduce Himself to you so you know that God is living. You're not coming listening to Brother Andrew. Said Brother Andrew preached a wonderful sermon, and oh, it's so lovely. But do you know what Brother Andrew preached? Do you know it's real for you as an individual? You see, that's why it's so important. Oh, it's so wonderful. And what He does, He stirs us up. And He cleans out the things which are destroying us. You know, you've heard Brother Branham speak about the storm in a lake. The storm gets all stirred up and the waters are troubled. And you know what it does? It throws all the rubbish, all the trash is thrown out onto the shore. But you know, there's no more water in that lake than when it's perfectly calm. So God has to come down and stir us. Take out the things of the world. Take out the things that are troubling us. It takes the Holy Spirit to do that. So we see it's a very important thing for God to do. Now, many miss the opportunity for God to bless them because they fail to recognize it's God doing it. As I said before, they call it the devil. It's the devil doing it. Hold on, brother and sister. He says the chastisement of the Holy Spirit may not be pleasant, but it yields the peaceable fruits of righteousness. And brother and sister, we need to be stirred. We need God to help us and stir us all up. So we're asking God to move in our lives at this time. You know, those at Bethesda saw the troubled waters. Now listen carefully. They saw the troubled waters, but they had to move quickly. If they said this, oh, isn't that nice? Oh, there goes Mary. Oh, Mary's got in. Wonderful. Oh, John's got in. Isn't it lovely? But they are unaffected. You can see God's Spirit move and you yourself be unaffected. Brother and sister, you've got to get in the water. You've got to get into where God's moving. Then He'll bless you and anoint you and meet your need, heal the body and make you whole. Jesus Christ is alive tonight. Who believes him? He's a living spirit. He's right here in this meeting. If you will reach out and say, Lord, I need you. Amen. That's all you have to do. Say, Lord, I need you. He will come to you. Amen. I believe with all my heart. Absolutely. And so they saw it in Bethesda. But they had to move quickly. May God help us all here tonight. So while our troubled waters, as we come down to the subject. What are troubled waters? It's when God chooses to move supernaturally in your life. You see, brother and sister, God is a supernatural God. God is not just somebody up in a picture on a wall somewhere, or something that people talk about at funerals. God is a supernatural God who is ever present, and he's in this meeting right now. And if you will trust, believe him and trust him, he will make himself real to you. So may he grant that to us. It's a spiritual awakening. Brother and sister, let me say this. I used to be a wonderful Baptist. I hope there's not too many Baptists here. But you know, it's true. I was brought up as a Baptist. And I went to Sunday school and I learned all about God and I learned about the stories and they used to tell us. And but you know, as a young person, I used to think this. How do I know if it's true? How do I know if this Jesus walked in the Galilee and all these people that came to him were healed and touched and blessed? How do I know it's real? I was taking somebody else's word for it. And then one day, I met the Lord Jesus face to face. There was no more having to believe the Sunday school teacher. I met the Lord myself and he came to me. And you know what? He needs to come to you too. You can't just say, well, I'm going to believe in God. That's nice. So do the devils. The Bible says the devils believe there's one God and tremble. So, brothers and sisters, more than saying, I believe in God, you've got to ask God to come and make himself real to you, reveal himself to you. He wants to help you. He wants to forgive you. He's already forgiven you, but you must accept his forgiveness. Isn't he a wonderful Lord? So, we see, it's absolutely necessary. These awakenings of the Holy Spirit, they are absolutely necessary. I trust you're all listening for your survival. I tell you, the trouble's coming on Ireland. The trouble's coming on England. The trouble's coming on New Zealand. The trouble's coming on the world. And you're going to need more than just religion. You've got to know the risen Christ. You must know him in the power of his resurrection, that he can come to you and deliver you in an hour of need. So when we get settled down, well, we love to get settled down, lovely and cozy, in our comfort zone. I say to people, we come to church, and everything's just so lovely. You come to church, and you sit in the seat you always sit in. Woe be unto the person who sits in your seat. And you even, before you change your car park, you probably like to park your car in the same spot. Because we are creatures of habit and we get into a routine and we get settled down and we just go into the service and the dear brother comes up and sits in his little pulpit. I love that little pulpit. I think it's beautiful. And he leads in worship and you get into that and that's how you do it. You go through the order of service. But brother and sister, what you need more than an order of service? We need the Lord Jesus Christ to come into the meeting and to stir us up and to change us and make us new creatures. So we get settled down in our comfort zone. God has to send a ripple upon our waters. Oh, how he needs to trouble our waters. When we sit in church until we become like a piece of furniture. Brother and sister, we need the stirring of the Holy Ghost in this last day in which we're living. We need him to stir us up. God needs to trouble us. And without God troubling us, we continue to slumber and sleep. We continue in a lukewarm condition. And you know, when you get into that condition, you don't even realize it. You just become used to it. You know, some people have been like this for years. God needs to trouble your waters. So what can we do? I want to say this tonight. We have to be ready for God to move upon us tonight. We can't leave until tomorrow. You may not be here. We want God to move upon us tonight. And it's so important. Praise the name of the Lord. I really pray that He'll do that for us. And under expectation for God to stir our souls and to have Him come and trouble us. And sometimes it requires us to wait upon the Lord. You know, we're an impatient bunch. If God doesn't bless me now, I'm going to quit. I got prayed by the preacher and nothing happened to me. You know, Jesus said, tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem to wait until you be endued with power from on high. And you know, brother and sister, we know how many turned up, don't we? About 120. Amen. Do you know how many were told? Over 500. Where were the rest? Jesus told over 500 people to tarry in the city of Jerusalem, and only 120 turned up. You see, brothers and sisters, that's our human nature. Amen. It's awful. May God help us. Amen. May He stir us and shake us and wake us up and say, Lord, what's wrong with me? Amen. Lord, I want to receive the full blessing of the Holy Spirit. So those by the pool of Bethesda were waiting for the moving of the water. You know, the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint when you wait on the Lord. And as soon as God troubles the waters, they got in real fast. They ran down. I tell you, it was serious business. History tells us that when the waters moved, they ran down and there was fighting to get into the water, and they're pushing people and they drew knives. And they were cutting one another to get into the water first that they may receive. You say, that's terrible. Do you know the Bible says that the kingdom of God must be taken by force? Amen. Do you know, brother and sister, if you're going to get anything from God, you're going to have to push into God. Amen. If you think you're going to come to church and God's going to wave a wand over you and you're going to be changed, think again. Brother and sister, anyone that got anywhere with God pushed in. You know, the woman that touched the hem of His garment. I wonder why God said, the Bible says she touched the hem of His garment. You know where the hem is? Down here. That woman, she wanted a touch from the Lord. When you realize you need the Lord Jesus, you're pushing. And she came, and there's a big crowd around the Lord. And she tried to push. They said, excuse me, lady, stand back. That's rude. Amen. You can't push in here. And she said, well, I want to get near him. And she pushed again. She tried over here. They pushed her away because they were bigger than she was. But brother and sister, when you have a real hunger for God, no one's going to put you off. Your friends won't put you off. Your workmates won't put you off. You're going to get through to Christ. You know what she did? She got on her knees like this. And she went through their legs. And when she got there, she saw the hem of His garment. And she reached out and touched Him. And she was healed. Hallelujah! Let's say praise the Lord. If you want to get through to God, you're going to have to push Him. So the kingdom of God is taken by force. Jesus said so. Brother, it's very important that we push in. It's not being rude, it's being hungry. They that hunger for the Lord, they that thirst, They that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Not, oh, well, I didn't feel anything. We're not talking about feeling. We're talking about a promise of God. If He promised it, He's going to give it to you. If you ask, you shall receive. Whatsoever you ask in my name, you shall receive it. Not maybe, you shall. Tonight, you can receive God if you mean business with God. Not just coming to church, sitting down, oh, we're having a church service. No, you want to get through to God. He will bless you. He's more keen to bless you than you are to receive it. Wonderful. So we never want to hold back the presence of God. The minute you feel God's Spirit, if you get a sniff of the presence of God, press in. We've got to yield to the Spirit. We've got to be sensitive to God. Get all the rubbish out of your mind. Don't think about me. Don't think about the person next to you. Just think about the Lord. Lord Jesus, I want this. I want that that brother's talking about. I want it. I want the living Christ in me. I want you to stir me up, Lord. The minute you feel God calling you, press into God. You know, it reminds me of the story of Ezekiel. In the Bible, Ezekiel 47 verse 2. His brother, Ezekiel, came before an angel. The Bible says, and he brought me out of the way to the gate northward, led me about the way without into the outer gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. Now these represent the living waters of the Holy Ghost coming out from the throne of God and create, there's a vision now, and it was going forth. And it said, and the man, that's the angel, had a line in his hand, and he went forth eastward, and he measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the ankles. Now, brother and sister, this is how it was. The waters were flowing, and he got into the water, but he was only up to here. That's as deep as he went into the Spirit. Then the angel took him further, and he measured another 1,000 cubits, and eventually it was in the water up to his knees. Well, that's getting better, but that's not good enough. And he went further into the waters, and they're up to his thighs. And then eventually he went right into the waters, if you read it. He went right into the waters, and it was too deep. Amen. Hallelujah! Amen. It was too deep, and the Bible says he began to swim. In the river of God, his feet would not touch the ground because God had a control of his life. He was not trying to control God. God was controlling him. Who wants that experience? Brother and sister, we don't just want a little wee anointing every now and again. We want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We want to move into the Spirit of God. We want to swim in the presence of God. May God grant it to us. May He grant that to each one of you here. We don't want to hold back. You know, you can grieve the Holy Spirit right away. Do you know the Holy Spirit's like a dove? You can upset the Lord very quickly with your attitude. It's hard to like the way that guy's preaching. He'll just take his flight. He will. But if you really want to forget me, forget everyone else, to say, Lord, I want you. Then he said, now I like to hear that. You want me, I'll come to you. Amen. The Bible says, if you draw nigh unto God, Amen. He will draw nigh unto you. Amen. You must draw nigh unto Him, and He will draw nigh unto you. If you're waiting for the preacher to do some trick, think again. Amen. You've got to draw nigh unto God. Say, Lord Jesus, I want you. Amen. I don't want to be a church member. I want to be a real child of God. I want to be in your presence. If you draw nigh unto Him, He will draw nigh unto you. The Bible says so. So it's very important to do that. And any experience that I've had with the Lord, that I've had to press into Him when He's moved by, we're going to touch the hem of His garment tonight. May God grant it to us. Praise the Lord. So, brother and sister, we just don't want an ankle experience. I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Who wants to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Every bride member that's going to be raptured off this earth will be full of the Holy Ghost. You've got to have it. It's a quickening power. It's a thing that changes the body. This corruptible, the Bible says, will put on incorruption by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. So it comes from inside of you. If God's dwelling in you, He's going to change you. So I want Him. I want that changing power for a rapture. May God grant it to us all. So too many grieve the Holy Spirit away. They miss your opportunity. Worrying about what others think. What a disaster. Brother and sister, don't worry about what your wife thinks or your husband thinks or your friends thinks or your boss thinks. Don't worry about them saying, Lord, I want to touch you. I want you to come and live in me and I in you. Don't worry about what others think. What a disaster. Who cares? When the Lord comes, do you think you'll be worrying what your boss thinks or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your schoolmates or your workmates? They won't be worrying about it. There's only one thing that matters, that you know Him and the power of His resurrection. You know, Brother Brandon made this statement. Make your choice. You let me say this, brother and sister. You all have got a choice. If I could save you, I would come right down now and save you right away. I'd save you, save you, save you, save. I would do everyone, but I cannot save anyone. Amen. You have to make your choice. As he says here, we have to make our choice. You know, when something begins to beat, he says, begins to thirst, it's time to go to hunting. Hallelujah. God's signal ringing. Get in. Right quick. The water's already troubled. All you have to do is step right in. Do you know, brother and sister, let me say this to you. It's easier than you think. It's not complicated. All you have to be is really sincere in your heart to say, Lord Jesus, I really desire, Lord, to be filled with the Spirit. I want to be your child. I want to be made ready for heaven. I want to be a part of your bride. Lord, I want to have that communion fellowship. Lord, I know that you've forgiven me of every sin in my life. When you died at Calvary, you took every sin. And Lord, I accept that by faith and see what God will do. It's really wonderful. He said, when did it get troubled, Brother Branham? 1900 years ago on Calvary, the trouble. And then on the day of Pentecost, it really shook the whole thing. It really got troubled then, he says. Now all you have to do is step right into the waters and get healed. That's all you got to do. Brother and sister, let me say this. Don't be afraid. God will be with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, when I first got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I was 14. Now, who's 14 around here? 14 or 15, raise your hand. Wow, that's good, brother. You look really well. You know, when I first got the Holy Ghost, I was only 14. I was just a Baptist kid. I didn't know. When the Lord came to me, and He made Himself real to me, my life was made over anew. There's no words in the English dictionary that could describe to you the glorious experience of meeting Christ head on. You know, no one had to tell me that there was a living God. Nobody had to tell me that God was real. I knew Him and He came to me. And He put His arms around me and He loved me. I tell you what, brothers and sisters, I wailed. I wailed and cried. I had all my brothers and sisters around because my father said, who wants to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Isn't it wonderful? What a privilege I had. We got into the lounge room that Sunday night. I remember as clear as I'm standing here. And we all got around and he said, he opened the book of Acts 2 and he said how that they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and spoke about Peter telling them that they can be filled with the Spirit. And And then the Holy Ghost came down upon them, and he said, this promise is unto you and unto your children, and to them that are far off, even as many as our Lord God shall call. He said, that's for all you children here today. Wow. For the first time in my life, I had a desire to be filled with the Spirit. It was really amazing. It was nothing, no work up. So my mum and dad, graciously, they've gone to glory now. They went around the room, they laid hands on each one of the children. They prayed for them. And I tell you what, brothers and sisters, they came to me. And they prayed for me. Now, I can't tell you what happened to them. But I tell you what, I know what happened to me. Amen. There was the Lord Jesus standing right there with me. And you know, he put his love out to me. And he put his arms around me in the Spirit. I can't explain any more than that. And the more he loved me, the more unworthy I felt. Amen. And the more unworthy I felt, the more he loved me. Amen. I tell you, brothers and sisters, I come from a tough family. I got five brothers. We used to fight. We used to have a punch up every day. I tell you what, if we cry, we were sissies. Isn't that ridiculous? But anyway, because it takes a man to cry. But you know, we were tough guys. And you know, when the Spirit of God came upon me, I cried and wailed and screamed out to God. And I didn't care about my brothers and sisters. I was in the presence of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And that changed my life. And I was a new creature from that day on. And a few weeks later, God filled me so with the Holy Spirit. This little Baptist boy, I spoke in unknown tongues. I tell you, it was clear as crystal, a pure language. It was so anointed, I couldn't even speak English all evening. Hallelujah! When I come to my bedroom, my brother was there, I tried to talk to him, I just spoke in tongues. I had such a strong anointing, I needed it. And I had many baptisms from that day onwards. I want to tell you tonight that God is real and he can do it for every one of you. If you look, I wasn't schooled up. My father didn't say, now speak in tongues, blah 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 blah, 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 blah. None of that nonsense. I tell you what, he just prayed for me, God came down. And I tell you what, he'll do it for you tonight if you really want him. If you're sick of just going to church and say, oh, we believe this. No, you want the living experience. You want God's Holy Spirit upon you. He'll come to you. And we'll have another Pentecost. We need it. Message believers, we need it. We're all full of head knowledge and nothing in here. I'm not saying we're all like that, but I'm afraid many are. And so we see, it's really important. Don't be afraid. God is with you. And you know, people say, oh, what do? You don't have to do anything. Just start falling in love with them. I don't know why I'm talking about these things, but I am, aren't I? When he comes to you, you don't have to think about anything but him. He's a spirit. He knows how to work on you. Brother Branham says here, somebody's not close enough to God. Someone without the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he says. Come right up now while the waters are troubled. Now's the time to step in, he says. Amen, he says, I feel religious. Yes, why? Because the Holy Spirit is here. Because around the world he's proved it back and forth and never failing one time. Amen. What you are looking for. What are you waiting for? It's time the waters are being troubled. Amen. Move in now, the signs of the last days. Amen. On the day of Pentecost, they waited in church for 10 days. And God came down as a rushing mighty wind. Amen. It troubled the disciples until they could not talk properly. Amen. Oh, glory! When the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you can't talk properly. You speak an unknown language. Heavenly language. They couldn't even walk properly. The Bible says they're like this. They were drunk in the Spirit. And when the Holy Ghost comes in you, you'll walk differently. You'll talk differently. You'll think differently. You'll act differently. Because it's God in you. Changing you. Making you a new creature. It's not you. It's Christ living in you. And he's here right now. Feel the Spirit of God right here. If you reach out into that water, brother and sister, I don't care if you're in your seat, wherever you are, if you reach out to God, he'll fill you. Even the children can be filled with the Holy Ghost. I saw a boy, he was 4 years old. And he was at our house. He was from America. And he was so anointed with the Holy Ghost, this little kid. And he spoke in tongues. I tell you, that was no four-year-old. That was the Holy Ghost moving through that young boy. So full of the Holy Ghost. And today he's a married man with children serving the Lord. The Holy Spirit's given to us for a purpose. Not to be played with. You need it. You're going to need to get out of here. Brother and sister, the Lord's coming. I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus Christ, you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you need to be sincere in your heart and saying, Lord, I really want this experience. I want what that preacher's talking about. You can have it. If you hunger and thirst, you shall be filled. It's just a desire that God places in there when he starts troubling your waters. And so we see they walk differently. They talk differently. We watch how we conduct ourselves. We watch our conversation. We watch that we're not critical of people. That's what the Holy Ghost does. Changes you. Makes you a new creature. Completely takes over everything. Our desires. He burns out all the rubbish in our lives. All the things of the world that displease him is ripped out of you by the Holy Spirit. Somebody says, do I have to give up TV? Yeah, if they do, they think I've got to give up TV. No, TV gives up you. Amen. You have no desire for it. Zero. Amen. Zero. Brother, sister, when God comes in here, those things mean nothing. Oh, I was a TV fanatic. I'll tell you why. Before I got the Holy Ghost, my mum and dad never had television. God bless them. Never had a TV set in my house. I've been blessed by that. So, you know, as a kid, because we didn't have TV, oh, think about it. You know, when television first came to our country, brother, it was such a novelty. They used to have a TV in the general store, about that big. And all the people from outside the store, came to the window where the TV was, saying, oh. And you know what? It was just a whole lot of specks. It was just a pattern. But we were just awed by this wonderful invention. There was nothing on there. It was just a whole lot of sparks. Snow, we call it. So I was brought up in that generation. Black and white, too. I was brought up in that generation. So when I found out that somebody had a TV, oh, I was like a magnet. I just had to go and see what this was. But brother and sister, when God came in, I lost all desire. Amen. Do you know, I travel a lot. I've been around the world 23 times. I'm in motels all the time and hotels, and there's TVs. And I love a TV. You know why? I know exactly where to put my motel keys. I stick them on the television. then I always know where they are. That's the only time I use TV. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm serious about this. I'm not trying to be funny or anything. I have no desire for it. God has ripped the desire out of it. And when the Holy Ghost comes in, a holy life comes out. But a lot of people just want a ghost. They want a ghost, but they want a Holy Ghost. He's a Holy Ghost, and he gives you a holy life and holy desires, and he cleans out the world out of you. And he convicts you of sin. If you do things wrong, he convicts you. That's what he's for. It's not just to have a lovely feeling. And he wants to use you to see others saved. Brothers and sisters, that's what the Holy Spirit does. So we see when God stirs your waters, a lot of things start happening. Praise be to God. You know, we know that when the children of Israel went through Egypt, they came out of Egypt, rather. They came to the Red Sea. The Bible says that God looked down on the host of the Egyptians. The pillar of fire and the cloud. And it troubled the host of the Egyptians. God troubled them. You see, brother and sister, what happens, if when God comes down and troubles us, we either get in or get out. You can't stay neutral. You either go in for God or you get away from God. Tonight, you're going to be closer to God, or you're going to be further away from God when you walk out that door. It's just your attitude towards the things of the Lord. And so we see it's always been that way. Those that were delivered through the Red Sea, they got on the other side because God troubled the waters. And those who took it the wrong way were destroyed by the very same water. When Noah's ark, they all went into the ark and they were taken into safety. Those that rejected it were destroyed by the same waters that took them to safety. Brothers and sisters, it's always been that way. And I encourage you tonight and this weekend, if God is speaking to you and you feel God is dealing with you, don't harden your heart. Soften your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I've been a bit of a lukewarm, backslidden Christian, but Lord, I want something to change, Lord. Lord, will you help me? I need you. I can't even soften my own heart. You need God's help. And brothers, if you keep your heart right, he'll help you. And he'll come to you and deliver you and set you free. So it's really important when we think of these things. We have to have a soft spirit. The Holy Spirit will not come to a hard spirit. You say, have you received the Holy Spirit? Oh, I'm in the message. Oh. You know, people say to me, I'm going too long. But you know, people come to me and say, oh, well, I'll tell you what, brother, I've got a revelation. You've got to believe this revelation. I'll tell you the experience I had. I went to one city. They said, brother, how do you need this revelation? If you don't have this revelation, you will not be in the bride. Okay. So I came back another year and to the same people, and they said, oh, brother, you've got to have this revelation. If you don't have this revelation, you can't be in the bride. I said, what about that revelation? No, don't worry about that. You've got to have this revelation. Oh, my. And you know, people come so hard. Brother, you've got to see this. If you don't see this, oh, wow. Please. I'm afraid of these people. The Holy Spirit doesn't do that. He's sweet and he's loving. And he doesn't push us and shove us. He draws us. By his love, he draws us to unto himself. Come unto me, all ye the heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, I love him. Who loves the Lord? Say amen. So it's really important we see these things. I'm telling you, God's very sensitive. And he is love. God doesn't love. He is love, the Bible says. And when we have a hardness of heart, we've got it all worked out, that he can't help us. We say, Lord, I don't know what to do. He said, then I can help you. It's always been that way. So we see that God is wanting to bless us today. Never delay when the angel troubles the waters. People move quickly. When the Holy Ghost moves upon you, respond quickly as you can. Amen. You say, I don't know what to do. Don't worry. When he comes, you'll know exactly what to do. You know, I've been in many countries. I've been to... Oh, I've got to be careful here. I'm in Europe. But you know what? You go to some places. Sometimes you go to the black churches. And they're just so on fire, right? It's really great. I go over to England and I go amongst the black churches. Man, they put me on fire. I tell you, I can hardly. They're so liberated. They're so hungry for God. Then I go to other places, maybe Germany. Hope there's no Germans here. Oh, have I said the wrong thing? But you know, the German people are reserved. That's okay. We're all different. And, you know, and they're very, you know, they say, well, let's rejoice. Oh, I tell you, well, I love them, every one of them. We have a great time. But you know what? When the Holy Ghost comes on them, they act just like the black people. They scream and shout and tears are running down. It makes no difference. When you're in the presence of God, it changes you and softens you. And we love one another. Hallelujah. So may God grant that to us. Oh, I love him. Don't you love him? It's just so wonderful. So we see it's so important when he moves, where to move. The Bible says in Isaiah 55:6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. I wonder why it says that. Why would it say, seek you the Lord while he may be found? I'll tell you why. There's a time when you can find God and there's a time when you cannot. The only time you can find God is when he walks past you. And you can reach out and touch the border of his garment. You see, brother and sister, there's a time when God calls you. You know, Jesus, you know, people say, well, I can come to God. When I get to the convention, I'm going to get close to God. You cannot.
Amen.
Sorry. But Jesus said, no man can come unto me except one exception. My Father draws him. If God doesn't draw you, you cannot come to him. But if when he draws you, you run to him. Say, Lord Jesus, here I come, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. You come to him because he's calling you. It's wonderful. I want him to call me tonight. I want more of God. Who wants more of God tonight? Brother, sister, we want something that's real. We're not interested in just getting full of a whole lot of head knowledge. We want the Christ, the living Holy Spirit, to be living in our lives. When we go home tonight, he's with you at home. When you get into your bed, he's with you in bed. When you get down on your knees, he's right there. Because you've had a heart change of heart and a desire to find him. The Bible's very clear. We've got to come when he calls us. Ask him to fill you or refill you. You know, some people say, oh, you need the Holy Spirit. Well, I'll have you know how, Brother Howard, I got the Holy Spirit 40 years ago. Well, that's nice. But how are you today?
Amen.
It's not what you were, it's what you are.
Amen.
When Jesus comes, he's taking you as he finds you now. Not what you were or what you want to be. He'll take you. Those that were ready went into the marriage. See, we know that 10 virgins went out. 10 virgins went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. Every one of those virgins believed they were the bride. They all believed that they were going to be with the bridegroom. But only those who had the oil, the Holy Ghost, in their vessel went. That's why we need the Holy Ghost. That's why we need to press into God. I want to say this, we come to an end. Brother and sister, Gentile days are nearly over. And as I said to you this in the beginning of the service, the time is nearly up for us. The day of the Gentiles is nearly over. The day of redemption is near.
Amen.
Men's hearts are failing for fear.
Amen.
Be filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
Your lamp trimmed and clear.
Amen.
Look up.
Amen.
Your redemption draweth near.
Amen.
The anointing will soon lift off the Gentiles. And God will turn to the Jews. As Brother Bram says on the film, and you'll be left in your sin. He says here, what is it? The Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever. What are we waiting for, he says? The troubling of the water. It's already troubled. The angel will leave pretty soon. And all virtue's gone. And then there's no salvation left. And you'll be left into outer darkness. My brother and sister, we need to really ask God to come and trouble us and stir us up. You might ask tonight, is there any hope for me? Is there still hope for me? Maybe you're too slow to respond last time when God troubled you by his Spirit. You didn't move as quickly as you wanted to. Like the man in the Bible, he was too slow to respond. Well, God, who is rich in mercy, found him. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord came to him and found him, and he received. Maybe you're weak. Maybe you have no strength tonight. Maybe you don't feel very spiritual at all. Maybe you don't get any stirring in your heart, but deep down in your heart of hearts, you really want what I'm saying. He'll find you. You come and say, Lord, I need you right now. And he was found of him. And God's troubling the waters in our life. We should reverently call out to him while his Spirit is graciously giving you and I the opportunity tonight. Brother and sister, I believe in a supernatural God. I really do. I have seen his power. I have been in some of the most amazing meetings by the grace of God. I've been privileged to see.
Amen.
And brother and sister, I know it's always the same. Those that really want God get through to God. Those that sit on the sideline and say, oh, maybe. You might have something there, brother. Don't do that. Don't start reasoning. Say, oh, you might have a point there, brother. Get in. Say, Lord, I need you right now. Lord, I need you right now. And brothers and sisters, if you hunger and thirst for him, he will fill you.
Amen.
When he troubles you, he'll clear out all the junk. All the things that you once thought were so good are not good anymore. There's only one desire you have, is to be in the sweet, holy presence of the Holy Spirit. And to know his communion and his fellowship. You know, brothers and sisters, when you get into the Holy Spirit, you get into the secret place. You know why it's a secret place? I wonder if anyone knows what it's called, a secret place. For no one else can be there except you and God. And when you get in there and you find his wonderful presence, there's nothing like him. Brother and sister, I really encourage you to, if God is troubling your heart and you know that he's dealing with you, why don't you say, Lord, fill me right now, Lord. Lord, I need you right now. I want you to move in my life. I pray, God, you'll do it in the name of Jesus. Shall we just stand, brother and sister? Maybe the musicians might like to come and just play for us for a moment. I believe God is here in the room, in this building. The Holy Spirit is going down each aisle, searching for hungry hearts. You see, brother and sister, what's happening today, everything's cooling down. This is the truth. I speak the truth. I've been preaching over 45 years. I've seen the Spirit of God move in lives in a very wonderful way. I've been to many countries to see God touch lives. So wonderful. But you know what's happening? People don't have the desire anymore. They've got too many things to do. They're too busy. The cares of this life choke the word. They become unfruitful. If you know that's your case, why don't you say, Lord, I want you to come tonight and help me. I need a supernatural stirring. I want you to trouble my waters, Lord. You know, sometimes God has to do something harsh. Now, people don't like that, but it's true. You know the story of the shepherd? He had sheep. And there's one little sheep always running away. There he goes again. He's down the cliff face and he's trying to risk his life to get him out of there. He kept running off. So you know what the shepherd did? All the boys and girls listening, the little lamb, he broke his leg.
Hallelujah.
He broke his leg. Then he got a bandage. He wrapped it around the leg of the lamb. It was his lamb. He wrapped it up real tight. And he put him under his coat. And he nursed him for a few days. Gave him special attention. He had to do it. And you know what? That lamb never ran away again. He was always by his side. Wherever he went, the little lamb was. And brother and sister, we've been running from God. We're going our own way. We want to do things we want to. I want to do it anyway. God may have to break you down. He may have to trouble your waters. But he's doing it because he loves you. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. And if the Holy Spirit's chastening you tonight, you know God is speaking to your heart. Why don't you just make that choice in your heart and say, Lord, from this night onwards, I want you to come and minister to me. Shall we just pray? Lord Jesus, with every head bowed, we come to Thee, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, I know that You're present in this building, Lord. And Lord, You want to help us. And Lord Jesus, we know time's running out for the Gentiles. We know that it's very short. We do not know how long we'll have, but it may not be very long. And Lord, why are we here in this place and You've allowed us to be here? I pray that You'll speak to hearts. Lord, that You'll move upon hearts tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just pray that You would do it. Lord, I cannot do it. I've only spoken Thy word. Now they have to make their choices. Lord, are they going to yield to the Spirit, or are they going to turn aside? Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that those things that You're speaking to us about, we'll be willing to do. I commit it to You in the name of Jesus Christ. Have Your way, Lord, while we stand before Thee in Jesus' name. Amen. With our heads bowed, the Holy Spirit has spoken to anyone's heart here tonight. You know God has spoken to you. You know that you need to find God. You need a reality of knowing the Lord. He stirred you and challenged you, given you conviction. You want to do something. I'm giving you the opportunity to come down right now to the front of this church while His presence is still here, that He may do something for you. As you step into the water by faith, that God will honor your faith right now. Is anybody here? Just come as we wait before the Lord. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit away. He's very tender. The Lord wants to be wanted. He's speaking to you. Don't turn Him away. Hungry souls here tonight. I believe God's going to meet them. Don't let your opportunity. Brother and sister, I'm not going to ask anymore. If the Holy Spirit's speaking to you, and you know God is touching you, why don't you just come? That's right, just come. You know He's speaking to you. Don't turn Him aside. He will help you. You know you need a real touch from God. You know you need the Holy Spirit. Oh Lord, help us, we pray, Lord. I know God's Spirit is in the meeting. I feel His anointing right here at this pulpit area. Brother and sister, this is your opportunity. Trust me. Take my word for it. God is in the building. He's wanting to see if you really want Him. He wants to stir your life. He wants to change you. He wants to make you a new person. He wants to make you a happy believer. Not just trying to keep the rules. None of that. He wants it to be a living experience. Each one of you, brothers and sisters, cry out to God now. God is here. You know He's here. It's not me. I'm not. It's the Lord Jesus that's doing it, not me. And you know He's touching you. Reach out to God. He's wanting to fill you. He's wanting to stir your waters. Oh, Holy Spirit of God, we thank You, Lord, that You're able to soften hearts. Lord, there's people here are hungry for You. Maybe there's some have never given their lives to You. They want to give their lives to You, Lord. May they come and receive You as their Lord and Savior. There's those young people that have never really had an infilling of the Holy Ghost. Oh God, may You stir the waters. Lord, may You move upon them in the name of Jesus. Lord, fill us, Lord. How we need Thee. Oh, I need Thee. Lord, I ask it in Jesus' name. Move upon everyone. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I just pray for my brother. In the name of Jesus. God, just stir his water. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless my brother. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Lord, bless my brother right now. In the name of Jesus, reach out to God, brother and sister. The Holy Spirit is right here at the meeting. He wants to bless hungry hearts. God is calling you. He wants to stir your waters. He wants to heal you. He wants to make you a real believer. He wants to use you. Lord, bless our sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, fill these vessels that they may be ready for that rapture, Lord. I ask it in Jesus' name. Lord, bless my brother in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God, fill him right now, Lord. In Jesus' name. Bless our sister, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Raise your hand here. He wants to bless you. Say, Lord Jesus, I need You right now. God, You know I mean this. Lord, I really need You. Will You help me, Lord? Come to Him, Lord Jesus. Reach out. He's right here. Say, oh, Jesus, I love You. I love You, Jesus. Fill her with Thy Holy Spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I ask His blessing, Lord. Hallelujah. Let it go. Just say, thank You, Lord. Bless our sister, Lord. You see the hunger in her heart. Lord, she wants her to be, she wants to be stirred, Lord. Stir her heart in Jesus' name. He's right here to bless you. Raise your hands, dear sister. He's right here to bless you. Say, Lord, fill me now. Fill me now, Lord. Name of Jesus. Bless our sister. Bless her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. God, we thank You for Your presence. Thank You, Jesus. Bless our sister, Lord. In Jesus' name. God, bless our sister. In Jesus' name. While Your anointing's here, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, our dear brother, God. Lord, he wants to be filled with Thy Spirit. Lord, stir him, Lord. God, you see the hunger in his heart. God, will you fill him now? In Jesus' name, bless our dear brother. In Jesus' name, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus, stir my brother, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord. Bless our sister, Lord. Lord, she's hungry for Thee. Oh, Lord, fill her now. Raise your hands, sister. God wants to fill you. Raise your hands to God. Don't worry about anybody. Lord Jesus, fill our sister now. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Hallelujah, Lord. Move by Thy Spirit. Lord, we love You. We praise You. We glorify Thee, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless my brother, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless him, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Anybody else? Thank You, Lord. Those in the seat, reach out to God. You in the seat, reach out to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is here. Brother, sister, you must believe in the supernatural. It's not wood, it's not skin, it's the Spirit of the living God is here in this building. You reach out to him, he'll come to you. He knows how to touch you. These people be touched by God because they're hungry for God. He'll bless you wherever you are, right in your seat. He'll move over and touch you. He sees faith. He knows when faith is there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I love him. I love him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, bless our little brother, Lord. Lord, he's been playing these drums so nicely. Lord, will you give him a real touch from you? Lord, as he serves you, help him, I pray, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I love him. From our hearts now. I love him because he first loved me. Yes, he does love you. Purchase my salvation on Calvary's tree. You know, brother and sister, I want to say this, especially to you down the front here. Let me say this. Now, many of you felt the presence of God tonight, but listen, he's not going to leave you when you go home. He's going to follow you home. And you get on your knees down by your bed and say, Lord Jesus, will you just fill me overflowing, Lord, that people will know that I've been in the presence of God. If you really just do it, sister and brother, he'll be with you. Don't you worry about anything else. Don't let Satan come along and say, oh, you're just all messed up. You're all emotional. No, you know God is speaking to your heart. Brother and sister, he will give you many baptisms. I received many baptisms when the Lord came to me, and he'll take you from glory to glory. I believe he'll do it. Don't you love the Lord? Yeah. And those out there in the audience, and you know God has touched you, you keep holding on to God tonight. When we come back tomorrow morning, may the power of God fill this building. Though none of us be able to stand on our feet for the glory of God. I believe these things. I've seen it. And if you really reach out to God and be sincere and say, Lord, shake me up. Lord, I need a real good shaking. I pray, God, you'll do it. May God grant it to you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Do you know that song, Wonderful, Wonderful Jesus is to Me? You know that, brother? Yeah, you got it. You got it. Hallelujah. Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Why don't we just stand to our feet? Oh, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame.
Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Oh,
wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He.
Yes,
saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Oh, I once was lost,
now I'm found, free from condemnation. Jesus gives liberty and a full salvation.
No saving
me, more of the past have been all forgiven, and my name is inscribed on the book of
oh, oh yes, wonderful.
Oh,
thank you, brother.
Jesus is to me, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Oh, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Oh yes,
living here with my Lord in a holy union, day by day, all the way, holding sweet communion. Oh, what change grace has wrought in my lonely station. And my name is the thankful.
Hallelujah, wonderful, wonderful.
He's to me, Counselor, Prince of Peace. Mighty God is
Mighty God is He.
they were all in one accord. When the Holy, when the Holy Ghost descended, as was promised by our Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, send the power.
Send the power just now.
And baptize everyone. Yes, this power from heaven did go. We descended with the sound of rushing wind. Tongues of fire came down upon him, as the Lord said he will send. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, send the power.
Send your power, my Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord, send the power just now.
Send the power just now
and baptize everyone. Yes, this old time power was given to our fathers who were true. Oh, this is promised to believers, and we only have it. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord,
send the power just now.
Send the power just now, my Lord. Lord,
send the power just now
and baptize everyone.
You know, the prophet says the condition of the day should throw every believer into a desperation. I just think sometimes, friends, we don't give sufficient opportunity for the Lord to make us convinced, and that's why we're not concerned. Let's sing that song. Let's sing it with an understanding. Nations are breaking. Friends, the nations are breaking. And Israel's awakening. Who's the Lord speaking to? He's starting to speak to the Jews now. And like the brother was saying, Brother Howard was saying, the anointing, it's leaving the Gentiles, friends. For him to draw nigh, it's his grace. It's his grace to come to you. It's his grace to come to me. Let's use every opportunity that he gives us. Let's take advantage of every visitation. Let's love him. Let's respect him. Let's honor him when he draws near. Let's not put anything between us and the blessing that he comes. Because whenever he comes, something good happens. He wants to do something good. Let's sing that song. Nations are breaking.
Nations are breaking. Israel's awakening. Signs that the prophets foretold. Gentile days numbered. Horrors encumbered, eternity soon will unfold. The day of redemption is here. Plans that are failing fulfilled. They're filled with the spiritual lamps. Your redemption is here.
hands are shaking. Many are mistaking God's meaning to be of the skies. God's church is the power. This hour, the day of redemption is. Oh, hallelujah, the day of redemption is. Failing for faith. Be filled with a spiritual and strength and faith. Know that your redemption is for hope. False prophets are lying, it's truth they're denying, that Jesus the Christ is our goal. It's God's revelation. We'll walk where the bosses are. Oh, the day of redemption is here. Things are failing for faith. Be filled with the spiritual and strength and faith. Your redemption is for the day of redemption is here. There's a time filled with faith. Be filled with the spiritual and strength and faith. Look up, your redemption is here.
Coming soon, friends. He's coming soon. I know there's people that are standing who don't believe that. But I'm telling you the truth. The witness of my own soul, the witness of the souls of those who believe. No, he's coming soon. He's coming soon, and he's given us grace before to make sure our lamps are trimmed and clear. Let's use the opportunity by the grace of God.
He's the closing day of time. Oh, what joy the glorious hope affords. That sorrow, wondrous truth sublime, oh sublime, you shall reign. King of kings, Lord of lords, he's coming soon, he's coming. Around in heaven, hope turn on the starlit sky. God's faithful witnesses declare, oh, they declare that the come of our Savior goeth now. Numbers all shall rise.
once more, saints, just to give one more opportunity today.
Amen.
That if he's dealing with your soul, if he's drawing near unto you, why not raise your hand now and say, Jesus, I just want to yield. But even as the minister said, Lord, I cannot soften my own heart. Lord, you have to soften my heart. But Lord, I'm responding to you. I just want to yield myself unto you, Lord. I just want to give myself into your hands. Jesus, I'm just coming to lay myself upon the altar. I cannot change myself. But Lord, I want you to come and do what only you can do. And Lord, I know you're speaking to my soul. I know you're speaking to my heart. And Lord, that's why I'm responding to you. And I'm saying, Lord, have your wonderful way. Lord, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for my trespasses. Lord, forgive me for the things where you've dealt with me before and I've grieved you away. Oh, this time, Lord, I just want to yield myself unto you. Finish your work. Father, let it be a complete work inside of me. Lord, deal with me now. Deal with me when I go home, Lord. Speak to me in the dreams of the night, Lord. Bring me in the morning once again. Lord, continue your work inside of me, oh Lord. Father, do not cease striving with me, Lord. Father, I just want to yield. I just want to give. I just want to surrender it all to you. Father, have thine own way. Father, we do bring ourselves before thee upon this evening. For Lord, we are privileged people, Lord. But what a responsibility goes with this privilege, Lord. And Father, your grace and your mercy that you bestowed upon us. Father, we just come unto thee upon this evening and how we just want to worship you, Lord. We just want to say to you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. And thank you, Lord, for your mercy, Lord. Thank you for Calvary, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit that has been poured out, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your grace. Thank you for calling us, Lord. Father, in the midst of this wicked, adulterous generation, Lord, Father, you've come unto us, Lord. Father, you've made yourself known. Father, you've done wonderful things in and to us, Lord. And Father, we just want to come once again upon this day. And we just want to say, Lord, continue your wonderful work. Father, seal every soul we had asked and pray. Father, seal your kingdom in and seal the world out, Lord. Father, you are the only one that can change the desires of our young people, Lord. You are the only one that can give them power. Father, we're looking unto thee upon this day and we're saying, Lord, move upon the souls of your people, Lord. Father, trouble the waters, Lord, we ask and pray. Let us not rest, Heavenly Father, until all that we are is in a harmony with thee, Lord. And Father, you see every need that we have, every desire and every petition, Lord. Father, we just want to enter in. We just want to go beyond the veil. Father, we just want the veil to drop down behind us, Lord. Father, we don't want to look at what other people think. We don't want to look at what other people will say. But Father, we just want to see Jesus and Jesus only, Lord. Father, we just want to come into the presence of the Shekinah, Lord. We just want to come unto that mercy seat upon this night, Lord. We just want to lose ourselves in thee. Father, we just want all things to pass away. Father, we just want you, Father, to make all things new. Father, may you help us even upon this night as we go from this place. Grant us traveling mercies, Lord, we'd ask and pray, Lord. Father, let not the enemy come and steal our victory, Lord, is our desire. But help us to walk softly before thee, Lord, in our speech, Father, in the way that we conduct ourselves, Lord. Father, let us look away unto thee upon this night, and as you bring us back by your grace, even tomorrow, Lord. Father, may you take us beyond our ankles tomorrow, Lord. Father, take us, Lord, until we're in the swimming water, Lord. Take us to that place, Lord, that you have the full control. That, Father, it's not us that are directing our course. We're not directing our paths. But, Father, that you'll have such a control inside of our lives, Lord. That, Father, you will be the one that will just go with your current, Lord. And the way that you would lead us to the places that you'd have us to go. To the things that you'd have us to do. Father, how we pray your blessed Brother Howard upon this night, Lord. Father, how we do appreciate, Lord, your word upon this night. How we do appreciate that Father has yielded himself unto you. Father, that you've led him and guided him, Lord, and have brought him down. And Father, have opened this channel, Lord, and have opened a way unto your sons and daughters. Father, we look unto thee that you'll just build tomorrow, Lord. Father, Lord, let it just build, we pray. And just take us, Lord, all the way through, Lord. Father, let there be a complete victory. Lord, is our desire. Lord, may you break down the kingdom of the enemy, Lord. May your presence, Lord, may your glory be an answer, Father, to the critic. May it be an answer to unbelief. May it be an answer to all things, Lord. Just your presence and your goodness, Lord. And Father, your love to move in the lives of your people, Lord. Thank you for the musicians, the song leader. Bless them, Lord. Thank you for each office at the post of duty, Lord. Bless our young people. Bless our children, Lord. Father, the greatest thing we desire, that you would move upon them at a young age, Lord. That, Father, Lord, you would fill them with your glory, with your goodness, Lord. That, Father, you, Lord, would just work a wonderful work. Bless us as we go. Protect us and keep us, Lord. May we go in your precious name, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Saints, let's sing one song as we dismiss. Let's sing that song. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them. May the Lord bless you tonight. Thank you so much for Howard. Wonderful time. May the Lord bless the meetings. Bless the meetings at Brother Tom. Let the Lord have his way is our desire.
One of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them. Hallelujah.
One of them.
Oh Lord. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame with the fire that fell at Pentecost. Chains that made them king, it is burning now within my glory to his name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
I'm one of them,
one of them.
Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them,
hallelujah.
Oh Lord, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Though his people may not live, nor boast of believing,
they have all received the Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name, and are telling now both far and wide his power yet the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm
one of them.
Aren't you glad today you are one of them? Hallelujah.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
I'm glad
one of them.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
We're gathered in the upper room,
we're praying in his name.
They were baptized with the Holy Ghost,
and powerful servants came.
Now what he did for them that day, he will do for you the same.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Aren't you glad today you are one of them?
One of them.
Hallelujah.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Oh, one of them,
one of them.
Hallelujah.
One of them.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Come, my brother, seek this blessing that will cleanse your heart from sin.
That will stop the joy bells ringing and will keep the soul aflame.
It is burning now within my
adoration.
I'm so glad that I can say
one of them.
I'm so glad today I'm one of them.
I'm glad,
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
I'm one of them.
One of them.
I'm one of them.
Whoa,
I'm so glad can say I'm one,
oh, I'm one of them,
one of them.
Whoa,
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
I am one of them,
one of them,
one of them.
Whoa, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
I'm glad, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of these.